Welcome to episode 2 of the happiest competition on earth. After our struggle to get through episode 1 a couple of days ago, but now we're back.
Issues.
And better than ever.
In the mixing process, but it was all good in the end.
Mm-hmm. We had a party.
We had a party.
At 4 in the morning.
By the end, it was only Dylan Collins sitting there.
Commentating on our
critique. Well, no, we had Faded. We
Faded
had Faded
was there, but
while.
Then Faded had to leave. But everyone else
right.
was passed out by that.
Right.
They didn't think. I don't think they had enough faith in us that we were going to get it out. Because they're like, oh, they're never going to get it out tonight. Let's all go to sleep.
So booyah, people.
We proved you wrong. It was
so
out.
Hopefully, since we're starting early,
yes.
you'll actually be in the listening party.
Yes.
And it won't be at like 6 in the morning.
No. I it took a while for me to recover from so late / early in the morning.
I was a zombie when I woke up.
Oh, yeah.
I was all right. Yeah. 12 o'clock.
Screw you, Jeffrey.
Yep, me and my Hawaii time zone, but anyway.
Mr. Hawaii.
Bringing it back, we're going to have 12 awesome auditions tonight. So that means, you know the drill, 6 people will be saved, and 6 people, well, we'll see.
What happens. Because we did have a couple of second tries tonight. Yay! For people resubmitting so quickly as well.
I know.
That's a good sign.
That's a really good sign. I have high
hopes. You have 24 auditions in like 3 days.
That's amazing.
You guys are so awesome
out
there.
And there's even some for the next episode waiting to go.
Yes, there are.
It's exciting.
It is. So shall we get things started?
We have one bit of business before we get started, though.
Right. I forgot about that again.
We had this really funny joke planned for the last episode that was epic fail because we forgot to mention it. So now
right.
we're just accepting our failure and doing the joke now of we do not own any rights to Disney, and this is all in good fun. No one is profiting from this. In fact, we're probably shortening our lifespans from staying up this late at night doing it. So, Mickey, please don't sue us. We love you,
Mickey.
Don't sue us.
Mickey, you're so fine. You're so funny. Okay, no. Okay, I won't sing it.
Okay, now we're moving on. Wow.
The end.
I failed.
And opening for episode 2 of Happiest Competition on Earth is Valkyrie Celeste.
How have I come to this? How did I slip and fall? How did I throw half a lifetime away without any thought at all? This should have been my time. It's over, it never began. I closed my eyes to so much for so long, and I no longer can. I tried to blame it on fortune, some kind of shift in the star, but I know the truth. And it haunts me. It's flown just a little too far. Oh, I know the truth, and it mocks me. I know the truth, and it shocks me. It's flown just a little too far.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, starting off the night is Valkyrie Celeste with a song from Aida, which the name for I forget.
No wonder I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, it's Aida.
Lack of Aida knowledge.
I think it was a good start for the night. She had a very pretty voice. I like the emotion. I don't know this song very well enough to really say whether it needed more or not. For me, things sounded all right on pitch. Like I said, I don't know the song well enough to really give it a good thorough critique. So that's
Am
all
I
I
the
have
only
for
one here
now.
that knows Aida?
Yes,
Pretty.
I know the
Oh,
opera.
okay. Oh, you know. Oh, that's
Yeah, I
right. You
totally
know the
skipped that
opera.
challenge, so.
Yes, you did. And I even guessed in Bro Back to Broadway that you were the one that liked Aida, didn't you, Selena?
Right.
Oops, I was way off.
Wrong A musical. That was Anything Goes.
Anything else to say?
Nah, that was pretty much what I had.
All right.
Like I said, I didn't
Okay.
really.
Yes, I'm next. My first note was more Aida score because I like Aida. They might not know Aida, but I like Aida. I liked the tone. It was a good tone. Emotion was pretty good. It was a good pick for you. The only slight issue I had with it, and it wasn't really that bad, was your vibrato kind of made you sound like you had almost like an accent or something. Like there were certain notes, like I have time here. There was one point when you were singing and your vibrato kind of made you like, I don't know, it was like time. Well, not like that because that sounds like a sheep, but
There was a me in there that sounded a little off.
yeah, there was a
Yeah,
couple of.
I have haunts me right now.
Yeah, there was a couple of points, and it was usually on notes when you held just like a little bit longer. The vibrato was a little
Loose.
awkward turtle. Like it, I don't know. Does anybody else know that saying besides me?
No, I think.
No.
Must be just
I might
us
have
then.
heard it, but I just don't know the meaning of
It
it.
just means what it is. It's awkward.
Okay.
As like a turtle would be awkward if, you know, he was.
Oh yeah, I heard of that
Yeah.
saying, but
But I don't know. I did like it. It was just, I don't know. I didn't love, gushing love it, but I liked it a lot. If that makes sense. So to Jeffers we go.
yes, and it's a good thing I'm going last because I didn't have much down like Zelina, so I just pretty much Ambi covered everything I had to say. It was a good song choice for you. It really worked to your singing style, I guess. And just that word haunts me, I have down, sounded a little odd, but other than that, it was a pretty good audition. Solid.
Yeah,
That's about
you
it.
liked going last this time, but you also have the last pick of the night for
That's
saves. Dun
right,
dun
so we
dun.
shall
Dun
see.
dun dun. We'll
For
see
sure.
if you shall eventually rue the fact that you were just like, I'm so glad I'm last right now in like an
I
hour.
know.
We'll see if you still feel that way. So, are we done?
Are we a
I
done?
think I'm done. I think
I'm
we're done.
done.
I'm done.
Next up is Blackjack AV.
I gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can afford, and that's everything. One jump ahead of the lawmen, that's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke. One jump ahead of the hoofbeats, one hop ahead of my hump. One trick ahead of disaster. They're quick, but I'm much faster. Here goes, better throw my hand and wish me happy landing. All I gotta do is jump!
So that was Blackjack with one jump ahead from Aladdin, my like all-time favorite Disney movie. I don't know if you guys knew that, but it is. Yeah, what are you guys' favorite Disney movies while we're at it? So people know how to like butter us up.
Aladdin's a good one for me. Beauty and the Beast. A lot of the 90s stuff for me.
Yeah.
Mwahaha, I'm evil.
You're evil.
I like my obscure Disney. I like Great Mouse Detective. I like
Obscure.
That is obscure.
You know what? I do like Happiest Millionaire. That's the last live action.
Wow. So back to
Last.
actually getting back to Blackjack. I really liked your energy in this. It was so like happy, and you were
It was happy.
so happy you were running away from your certain doom. I think I would have liked more actual singing in this. It almost felt like you were talking in a rhythm with a slight tone to your voice. But I think that's kind of the way the song goes, so it's acceptable here. But I don't know then if you're going to be like that throughout the rest of it, because it really wasn't a singy song. It was definitely a big performance song. And I loved how when you, at their last note, the jump. jump, you faded out like you were falling off the
building. Yeah, I love that.
I loved that about it. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have. So, to Jeffers, good job, Blackjack.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Ambi. You had good energy. It was a good song choice for your voice. For your voice. I'm trying not to bring in like past experiences from hearing you before. So, I felt like your jump, like I liked the fade, but I felt like it could have used a little more oomph in it, I guess.
It like, wasn't quite on the right pitch, I think. I think it was the wrong note. I couldn't tell.
I don't know. Something about the jump sounded a little off, but I really liked the fade out, though.
That was a nice touch. I don't know if you did that on purpose. Mm-hmm. It was a nice touch. I get
it.
At the same time, I kind of wish you picked another song, though, because I have heard you sing this before. So I was kind of like, oh, he's singing One Jump again. You know, like how in Perform It, Valk and re-sang a song she already sang?
Shadowland.
Shadowland, and she's known for it. I was like, oh, Blackjack's doing One Jump again. So I would have liked something different, but it's a good song choice for you, and it was pretty solid. I liked it.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Yes, you had good energy. I love the fade. I have to agree with that. For me, you sounded tired, but I guess since you're running around, I guess it works for the song. I sound tired or out of breath a lot, so I guess it does work for the song. And I think you were trying to say pattern song, Ambi? Is that what you're trying to say? Like, it's spoken but sung somewhat?
It's kind of a talky song.
It's a very talky song, yeah. It's kind of like what's this from Nightmare Before Christmas, where it's like, it's a song, but it's more talking than real singing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But in the fact that it's more talking, it's more performance.
Right. And I thought it had good energy and everything, so it was a pretty good performance overall.
Agreed. Yeah.
Agreed. But, I mean, if by some chance you don't get through tonight, because, I mean, we've seen the list of what's coming up, and there's some potentially really good performances coming up here. The competition's going to be tough tonight, I think. If you don't get through, try going out of your comfort zone, because you never know. Because when Jeffers was talking about how he started this before, it kind of sounds like this is your safe song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't want people to be super-duper safe.
Not yet.
Like, one section. We don't want you to be super duper safe, but, you know, think outside of the box. Sing outside of the box. It's safe outside of the box. We will nurture you outside of the box.
I don't know about us, but Ambi will, I guess, so.
And then I will snap and I will turn on you and I'll be like, ah!
It will laugh because you were unexpecting that.
Yes.
I kid.
Are we done?
I'm done.
Okay. I'm done.
Third up for the night will be Captain of Squad Zero.
I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
Okay, so that was Captain Squad of Zero. Zero.
That was a Captain of Squad Zero.
Oh, Captain of?
Captain Squad of Zero, I like.
I even slaughter the basic names, too.
You get all the hard ones.
Oh, that's right. You got into Rogue yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Say it.
Which I now know how to say correctly in her email, so.
Oh, how do you say it?
Interrobang, I think. Interrobang.
See, you still don't know.
Hey, I have something to work off of now. She gave me the inter or anyway. Back to Captain Squad of Zero. Like we said, I love Aladdin, so kudos on your song choice.
Oh, back to back. Didn't realize that. I don't. Yeah.
Oh, you're
right.
First off, I put, do I know you? You sound extremely, extremely familiar. Do I know you?
I was thinking that too. I was like,
are you like someone in the sky or something? But I thought it was a good song choice for you. You had a good tone and you were on key. it really worked for your kind of smoothish voice, and I thought it was good. Nothing really negative to say that much. So.
Okay. I have a totally different opinion about that.
Oh.
Because I think the vibrato started I think the vibrato was bothering me a bit. It sounded either flat or pitchy for me on some parts. I mean, I might have not listened to it correctly. This is a song I really don't listen to much. I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I'm
going to shut you after this.
I mean, I thought it fit your voice, but in the beginning, there was some parts of the vibrato that started to bug me a little bit. I don't know what exactly it was, but I had some issues with that.
It was kind of a fast vibrato, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know why I just said, yeah, like that.
One of those off years, I guess. But yeah, that's all I have.
Okay,
I think I have to side more with who am I going to side with, guys? Who am I going to side with? I'm going to have to side with Jeffers on this. I actually like this.
Yes!
I thought it was – I was pleasantly surprised because it's not – you're not a person who I know their voice, even though I do agree with Jeffers. You sound kind of familiar. You might just sound like someone that I've heard before, mm-hmm. and I just – I was like, wow, they sound familiar, but I don't know the name. I thought it was your notes were right on there. It was a nice, pleasant surprise. I thought the tone was great. I think I would have liked a little bit more levels in the emotion on it because mm-hmm. people sometimes tend to sing the song and they sing it correctly, but they don't perform it. It's just like they're standing like at a chorus concert and just singing a song where all the notes are correct. All the dynamics are correct, but there's just no emotional connection to the words in the song. And that's kind of what I got.
You're just going with the flow.
That's kind of what I got here with it. But still, I like your voice. There was no big issues with it. You need a little bit more oomph to the feeling in the song. That's about it. Nothing really negative.
Done?
I'm done.
Done.
Next in line is Hari 26.
Look at me. I will never pass for a perfect bride or a perfect daughter. Can it be? I'm not meant to play this part. Now I see that if I were truly to be myself, I would break my family's heart. Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me? Where is my reflection someone I don't know? Somehow I cannot hide who I am, though I try. When will my reflection show who I am inside? When will my reflection show who I am inside?
All right, that was Hari 26 singing Reflections from Mulan. And I'm starting first. I have to say, I don't think this was a good song choice for you. Your voice doesn't really match the character of Mulan. It was very rough. It's not last long enough. You had a lot of flat parts in your singing. I think Staring Straight was one of the ones that I have noted. I have Staring Straight mm-hmm, as one of the ones I've noted. You cracked a lot in spots, especially later in the song. And your voice seemed really stressed. So I'm thinking you're not really in this vocal range. you're more of a lower range, so you might want to reconsider your song choice if you don't go through for tonight. And that's all I have.
Yeah, I definitely, my notes are in order, slightly flat, then out of range question mark, and then I went, okay, no, really flat. After that, it was way, 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 way out of your range, I think. Because I could tell that you have a deeper voice, but it was almost like you were trying to sing it, like, more mature than your voice really is. Like, you were trying to almost sing it like mock opera. Like, people do that sometimes, where they try and pretend like they're singing, like, everything, like, much more mature and trying to make it sound much more mature with it. And Mulan's
rounded notes.
Yes, exactly. And that's just not what this song is. And I was a little depressed that you got your words jumbled up and you still turned in something with words a little jumbled up, because I didn't write down the exact spot it was, but it was kind of like you mumbled a word and then you kept going on. And I was like, wait, what was that? I couldn't quite tell. Yeah, this was not the best performance. No. I'm sorry. I'm the honest one. I can't help it.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be the next judge.
You're Paula this time.
Yes, I took over Zelina's role.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with the other two for the most part. I think, like, the... Like, when the verse started, I was like, oh, okay, it might work, because you had, like, it was a nice soft workup. So I was like, okay, it's going good. And then when you got to the chorus, yeah, it was just, it sounded too high for you. I have down voice cracked on I, straight with a little pitchy. Yeah, pretty much what the other two said. Just make sure you pick a song that's a bit more in your range and try and perform it, because I don't think this was good for your range or for your voice style. Yeah.
No.
I think that's all.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of reflections.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
So for anyone else listening, don't do reflections. We're getting kind of...
sick of reflection.
Reflection.
How many people are looking in that water and seeing themselves? I'm kind of sick of it. I want to push in real soon. Next person that gives me a reflection, I'm pushing into the water, and then they're going to be really close to their reflection because they're going to be in their reflection.
Okay.
But
are
this
we done?
Show needs some comedy. What?
Yes.
No, we just have a death threat right there.
I didn't say I was going to, like, hold their head under the reflection.
So if one of these contestants don't show up tomorrow, we know why.
Aww.
I'm done.
Okay, I'm so done.
Done?